Richard's with us for a couple hours tonight on Coast to Coast as we talk about the White House responding to two petitions that ask the government to acknowledge formally that aliens have visited Earth and to disclose what they might know. Richard, this is not surprising, their response, is it?
No, obviously, George. The White House really had no choice, realistically, other than to say what they did. What was surprising to me was how they said it. Let me just say how unprofessionally, how sophomorically they responded to this petition. And by that, I simply mean, look, Stephen Bassett, who organized these two petitions, they got over 17,000 signatures by citizens, simply asking the White House to acknowledge the reality of an extraterrestrial presence and the UFO reality. Something that anyone with common sense who's looked into this sees an overwhelming amount of evidence for this, which we can go into in a little while. Now, the White House, of course, is not, they're going to stonewall as much as they're able to. But what was just shocking to me, or at least surprising, was just how silly their response was. I mean, they send this low-level functionary at the Office of Science and Technology Policy, a fellow named Phil Larson. I don't mean to knock this man, but
right.
He's a low-level guy down there, and he writes this grammatically dubious memo for the press, which is just so casually put together. At least back in the old days of Project Blue Book, when the Air Force would lie to the public, they at least used proper grammar and sort of a bureaucratese about the whole thing, had its own sort of, totalitarian dignity about it, I guess you could say. This is just, really kind of silly. And all they say is the U.S. government has no evidence that any life exists outside our planet, or that there's an ET presence that's contacted us, et cetera. And then they say there's no credible evidence to suggest that anything's being hidden from the public.
Meanwhile, Richard, under the Freedom of Information Act, they'll send you documents with half of them all blacked out. So what do you think about that?
Well, see, that's exactly it, George. What's interesting is that this is the first time that the White House has actually made a formal public policy position on UFOs. They usually have let the Air Force do it all these years. There have been times in the past when the White House has sort of been pushed a little bit to the UFO issue back in the Jimmy Carter years. During Carter's first year in the White House, there was a bit of a White House initiative on this, only because they'd gotten so many letters asking for Jimmy Carter to disclose the reality then. But there's never been a formal statement. This is the first time, this statement. And so what makes it interesting is that it's just so poorly done.
Right.
They're just opening themselves up for, in other words, the White House has just stepped into it, and I don't even know if they realize it. They're not going to be getting out of this one for a little while. To say that there's no evidence, really, for the UFO phenomenon in any way, just flies in the face of hundreds and really thousands of pages of documents that the U.S. government itself is responsible for that shows something absolutely bizarre, something absolutely that, you know, needs to get attention is going on, and they just deny it. And in fact, some of the U.S. Air Force studies that have been sponsored all the way back through the years through Project Blue Book, famously one called Blue Book Special Report Number 14, that was done back in the early 50s. Anyone who reads that very detailed, technical, sophisticated report, it's very clear that there's a UFO reality, all right. But what they've done all these years, going back to the 50s and all the way up to today, is the conclusions will never, ever match the evidence. And they do this every single time. That's true for Blue Book 14 back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But you had any independent analyst looking at the evidence would say, wow, this is actually really strong evidence for the reality of UFOs. But the conclusion that the government bodies have always said is that, well, there's no evidence for any of this being legitimate.
I would have loved, Richard, had they sent this report of denial to Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who, as you know, strongly believes that we've been visited, has been told we've been visited, yet we get this kind of cockamamie report from the White House.
Well, it's exactly right. And for those of us, and I realize most of the many people listening to Coast to Coast every night, they're with it. They know they get it. But, of course, the White House has to play a different game. For them to provide any kind of credence to the reality of this phenomenon is going to open up floodgates that they are just not going to be prepared to deal with. And we've seen this happen many, many times over the history of this phenomenon, that every time it kind of bumps up into the authorities in a way that forces a response, they have to slam it down, because if they open that door any further, it really is a situation that can threaten to get out of control. And this is really exactly the theme that my co-author Bryce Zabel and I focused on in our book AD After Disclosure, which is simply an attempt to look at all of the implications, societal implications, of a true disclosure of the UFO reality. And to do that, as we discovered in preparing that book, holy smokes, it would rock our world in every conceivable way. There would be a blowback to all of the institutions, all the government institutions that have denied this all these years. People, not everyone would take it particularly well. And so they have to. They really have no choice. The problem, though, is they could have done this in a better way. And had there been any truth to the rumors that the Obama administration was going to disclose, and these are rumors that I have never believed, I have never thought there was any credence, but one has heard this for years, if there had been any truth to that, I think we would have seen a different response in this reply that we've just received.
Well, Richard, and as we've talked about over the years on this program and in person when we meet at conferences, to me, there's no question. I'm not sure the presidents, most presidents that have been in office, even know about the UFO presence. I don't think they're told anything.
Right. I go back. Well, I've spoken to a number of individuals who I think are in a very good position to have known one way or the other, and I get a mixed bag. The impression that I've received is that some of the presidents back in the 70s and 80s, I think of
Nixon knew.
Nixon, yes. Richard Nixon, I think, absolutely knew an awful lot about this. Of course, he was a vice president to Dwight Eisenhower. Nixon was very, very well plugged in. The famous story of him with his good friend Jackie Gleason. This is a story that I personally believe, in which he took Gleason to see
down in Homestead.
Homestead Air Force Base, right, in Florida. Jimmy Carter, there's a story that I got directly from a man who is on a first-name basis with multiple former directors of Central Intelligence. I had a very, very long conversation, interview with this man. And he told me directly of a story of Jimmy Carter being briefed on this topic in June of 1977. And it's not known to this man what was said in the meeting. But he did tell me that at the end of the briefing, Jimmy Carter, president, was seen with his elbows on his desk, his head in his hands, and he was sobbing.
Sobbing?
Right.
Why would he be sobbing?
Good question.
What would be so bad for him to sob, unless he was emotional? That's possible.
Well, I think a couple
I mean, I'd get emotional. Richard, if I was told directly, I already believe, but if I was told directly we were being visited, they've been here, the life exists outside our solar system, it would be emotional to me, wouldn't it, for you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'm sure many of us have been in that situation. I myself have been in that situation where I had a very intense discussion with another man who was high, high up in the food chain, as it were, and laid it out for me. And I remember it was a very I didn't cry, but it was an emotional moment for me. But in the case of Jimmy Carter, yeah, he, according to what this man told me, was sobbing. And the impression that I received is that it was upsetting information.